Jamie Burrow. I'm the Extension Program Manager at the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
And you organized the Citrus Youth Day here today. This is the third year the event has taken place, correct?
Yes, ma'am. This is our third year, and every year we do something different, and our staff and faculty are awesome, and they get, I think, just as excited as the kids do. So we really have a good time, even in the preparations for this event.
Tell me a little bit how this whole event got started.
When you think about the future, our youth is our future, and to get them excited now so they can gain an interest and maybe hopefully focus one day on citrus or some aspect of citrus.
So what did the students learn about specifically as far as topics today?
Today we had four different stations. One station was with citrus physiology, and they got to learn how citrus sees light. So they got different colors of sunglasses that had different lenses, and they could see how things were portrayed differently through the different colors. They also went over to the entomology station, and they learned about the good and the bad pests that we have out there. And a few of them even got to catch a grasshopper. So that was quite entertaining and fun. And then in soil science, they got to learn about soil and what makes up soil and how it's important to tree growth. And then they got to go on a tour, and they got to visit two of our horticultural labs today and just learn what happens in a lab and see firsthand what a lab looks like.
Yeah, I was in that group, and the kids really loved seeing the liquid nitrogen and dipping the plant parts in it and smashing them with the mallet. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, liquid nitrogen is always fun to demonstrate to others. Yes, it's always a favorite trip or favorite thing they do here.
Why is this event important for people to attend, and how do you get students to find out about it and to attend?
This event is important because it shows a different side of citrus. It shows the research side, and it looks different than when you see it in the field. And so this is the information that we are able to learn about and take it to the field. And in the future, we hope to host this event again next year in late June, and we will send this out through the Citrus Agents newsletters, and we'll send it out through 4-H and other local newsletters.
I saw you also, besides 4-H, you had some FFA students here today.
Yes, our event usually follows the state FFA convention, and so we oftentimes will let them know about the event as well. And they like to come because they have a citrus contest, and so it helps get them a little idea more about citrus.
All right. Any final comments you wanted to make on the event today? Oh, I didn't ask you how many students were here.
We had 68 people here today. And I'd like to thank our staff and faculty. They are absolutely amazing when it comes to prepping and being a part of this program. They are a vital part of it.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.